Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday. Well, this is Living It Up While Beginning Again, and I am Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa. And we're certainly glad to be back with you today.
We've had a couple of reruns.
Yeah, we've had some good topics come to us, and we just pray these topics are meaningful to y'all as well. And we ask, if it is, we'd love for you to share these with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a piece of, you know, there was some information, a news story you wanted to share?
Well, there was one, actually, and it's from a man in Alabama. He's the owner and manager of a Chick-fil-A there. And WBBC, Channel 6, from the news station, they reported on this. His name is Mark Meadows. And Mark, last year when they had that snow eclipse in Alabama, his crew went and distributed food to truck drivers and people stranded in their cars, and they offered for them to sleep in their restaurant overnight. It was a horrible, horrible event, and they were just very graceful to these people. And this one person reported while they were eating in his restaurant yesterday, I think it was, they noticed a homeless young boy go in there, and he talked to the owner and Mark, and he said, you know, can I work for some food? And he said, no, can't let you do that. He said, but I'll give you some food. And he noticed the young man didn't have any gloves. And he said, where are your gloves at? It's cold outside. And he said, I don't have any. So the person who videotaped this without him knowing it, you saw him go to his table where he works at in the dining room, grab his own gloves and give it to the young man, and, you know, because it was so cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very touching.
You know, it's just one of those things to where he's a good Samaritan, but, you know, one thing that Mark said at the end, he said...
Where are you getting this?
From WBBC in Alabama. He just said, I just don't understand all the hoopla over all this. He said, I'm just doing what I believe Jesus wants me to do.
Exactly. And that teaches it all of us.
You know? Man.
We can all be doing something like
that. It's really outstanding, man. Just so touched by that story and so encouraged that there's people out there that just love people, by golly, just for the sake of loving them.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I just think that's a really encouraging story. And I just thought maybe you guys would like to hear that.
Yeah. But anyway, it's to inspire all of us.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
To get out of ourselves and look outside of our box.
That's
and
right.
What we can do for other people.
Well, anyway, we have a great topic. And Teresa's going to read that to y'all.
Okay. Overthinking, analyzing, fixating. These keep our minds busy so we can avoid doing what needs to be done. It is an addiction of some sort. Hate to tell y'all that, but it is. And Scott and I both have dealt with it and still do from time to time. So today we're going to talk about the main reason it's a problem in the first place.
That's right. And we back this up with scripture, like we always, God tells us to, in John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid.
I'm telling you, peace of mind is lacking when you're doing any of those things, overthinking, analyzing, and fixating. And I've had a problem with it my whole life. And those of you that follow us probably know that. I would be driving with my mom in the car, just be looking out the window. Not her, I would be. She was driving. And she would, you know, just be dead silence. And she would say, where are you? And I'd say, what do you mean, where am I? I'm right here. No, where are you? What do you mean, Mom? I would say. And she'd say, you're here, but you're not here. And so, I mean, that's been many years ago. And fast forward, we call it what it is now. I was an overthinker, a deep thinker, even back then. And so once I figured that out, you know, it was not figured that after it was revealed to me. That was a huge awakening.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. It can be very addicting. It's a form of escape, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you know, like when I do that, I can just start letting other things go, and my life can become chaotic, and I get into thinking or overthinking what other people need to be doing. And it's just, it's craziness. And the scripture you just read is not, I mean, it is what God wants for us, and that's peace of mind.
Yeah.
And boy, you can, I can overthink and just avoid, honey, things, especially that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Or overthink it to death. You see me do that?
Yeah.
Quite a bit. I catch myself and ask God to help me. Yeah. Stop doing that.
Well, at least you know where to go, and you know, to help with that. And, you know, but you know what? Many of us are dealing with stress and anxiety, you know, grief and maybe a loss of a loved one or a job or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we long for that peace of mind and heart, you know, but we tend to fixate on it. Mm-hmm. You know, why did I do this? Or why didn't I do that? Or why this happened? How come this they're being blessed and we're not? You know, I don't understand, you know. Well, so, you know what? So do the early disciples. They were fixating on the fact that they're about to lose their best friend and their Messiah. Mm-hmm. You know, they were beside themselves. Their souls were indeed troubled.
Yeah,
like many of us recovering from a loss of a job or a spouse or a child or a chemical addiction.
Well, it'll kick in for all those reasons. Overthinking.
I'll tell you, but they were looking for something to fill the void. Yet Jesus said he was leaving them with wholesome, fulfilling peace, shalom, unlike the worldly peace, which is merely an absence of conflict.
Yeah, that's just it. The peace that the world gives us is absent of conflict, but the peace that God gives us is peace in the middle of it.
That's right. You know, God can bring us peace even in the midst of those troubles.
Well, all hell breaking loose in your life and you're still calm and you're still able to sleep at night because you just get to that place where you trust God.
Yeah. Well, you know, what God really wants, you know, is for us, he does want us to fixate.
On him.
On him.
And what he's
doing. He does want us to overthink on him. Mm-hmm. And he does want us to analyze it with him. Mm-hmm. But what we do, and we're guilty of it as well at times, we try to fix it ourselves.
Well, and we also, honey, we get out of balance with it.
Yeah, we get out of balance and... You know, whether it be your finances. I mean, you know, everyone's just coming out of December and spend a lot of money on Christmas or whatever. And now it's tax time and insurance rates, anyway, in America have gone up maybe double or at least a third of what it was. And so everyone's just kind of, you know, fixating on that. Like, man, well, how am I going to make it? Mm-hmm. You know, well, maybe I need not to give so much on my tithe. You know, maybe I need to cut back on offerings. That's exactly what you don't need to do.
Well, that's what the enemy will tell
us. We decided, as a couple, we need to increase our tithing, increase our offerings, because our income is going to be affected by all these rates.
Yeah, but it's fear. And then that's something you can start to overthink about, too.
That's exactly right.
Well, what are we going to do? Or we shouldn't do this. Or yes, we should do this. Or no, we should do that. And you just go back and forth and back and forth. Then you, it's like, okay, is this me, thee, or the enemy? What am I supposed to do here?
Exactly. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, what the world would tell us to do, hey, man, just don't tithe. Mm-hmm. That's an extra so-and-so money. And so you start analyzing it. Well, if I don't tithe, that's an extra $8,000 or $10,000 a year. And this, don't go there.
Right.
Okay. Well, God tells us that where your heart is where your treasure is. Where your treasure is where your heart is. Mm-hmm.
Well, as we always like to say, and especially getting to 10 minutes into this, we want to wrap this up as good teachers. Okay, so if you've listened to this and realize I have a problem with this, I know exactly what they're talking about. Help, what do I do? We're going to help you with some solutions and what we do. Mm-hmm. And for me, one thing that I do is when that starts to kick in with me, and maybe, you know, most of the time it is something that I need to think about and maybe give a little more thought to than a lot of things, I will give myself a certain amount of time. And that's it. Instead of letting the clock tick and just go on and on, I'm still thinking about an hour later or 2 hours later, I just go, no, I'm gonna ponder this, think about this and pray about this, and then I'm going to let it go and move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's step one, let it go and give it to God. I realize I can't think about this anymore. I'm letting this go, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I allow myself a little bit of time, and then I move forward. And so now you may be thinking, okay, but what do you do when it tries to come back? Well, when it tries to come back, for me, I realized this is not what God has for me. This is not pleasing to Him. My life is getting out of order again. I cannot live this way, and I don't like that feeling of when my life is out of order, when I'm letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how I do it. I get back to doing the next right thing in front of me to do. Because we've got plans. We've got things God wants for us to do, and I don't have time, and He didn't have time for me overthinking all of it.
Right.
And then I have the third thing is when I still have a problem with it, just really ask myself, what's going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'm not taking care of myself. You know, here lately, not enough sleep. Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I'm just not taking care of myself. And that's when most addictions flare up. Are you lonely? Angry?
Yeah.
You know? So those are what helps me. What helps you?
Well, basically, what you know, I just want to listen to God, you know, what He wants me to do. And, you know, I was fixating over my work the other day. And I was trying to work out some schedules. And we had some turnover and this and that. And yeah, I just sat there for a minute, man, right in front of the computer trying to figure this stuff out.
Mm.
And then people were walking by, and it was just disturbing. I said, God, what do you want me to do here?
Mm-hmm.
He said, pack it up and leave.
Mm.
Come back when everyone's gone, so you have peace and quiet, and then you can get it done.
There you go.
That's exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. I told my associate manager, I said, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back in about an hour and a half. And then that way I can, and sure enough, I got back.
Did you go do something that you needed to do? Was it part of your day?
Sure did.
So you were doing the next right thing in front of you.
Yeah. And so I did that and came back. And sure enough, here in about 2 or 3 hours, I got the schedules all worked out. Everything was done. You know, I was off the next day and I got to sleep in. So what I like to do is listen, you know, and just ask God, what do you want me to do in this situation?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because what I'm trying to do, it ain't working.
And it's making you crazier than we already are.
That's right. So, like Teresa said, you know, if you do overthink or you analyze too much or you fixate, which would be probably all of us around the world at one time or another, then what are you going to do? Well, you're going to let go, and you're going to let God. You're going to let Him take care of it.
And you realize, I cannot stop thinking. And for me, it was such a problem. At one time, honey, I thought I was going to have to drive my car to a wall.
I know.
To stop thinking. And then I had this revelation that I heard someone say out of their mouth, which was this. You might not can stop thinking about that, whatever that was at the time, but you can start thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
As ridiculous as that sounds, that's one thing our ministry is all about, is common sense.
That's right.
That was something I needed to be reminded of. And you know what? Changed my life.
Exactly.
And so what
right.
I do, I start thinking about something else. And usually for me, because I got stuff to do for the Lord and like everybody else for my life, go on and do the next right thing.
That's exactly right. You know, what I said earlier, let go and let God. I mean, that's good to grasp onto if you know who God is. But until you give your life to Him, and you surrender your will to Him, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. So do you know Him? Do you know this God that wants to help you with these addictions? Well, if you don't know Him, here's your chance. And if you think you have known Him and you thought you gave your heart to Him, and you're realizing, man, I never did. Well, here's your chance to do so. If you would please pray this prayer with us, and please know that you're saved, and the God of the universe, He wants to come beside you and help you with these addictions. So, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross and that You rose on the third day, and because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven if I ask You from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to have these addictions anymore. I want to give my will and everything to You and let You take care of them with my obedience. Today I give You my heart, my soul, and my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. And if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to our Facebook, Living It Up, Beginning Again. Like us and comment. Comment on, you know, hey, man, I just gave my life to Christ, or hey, I got this. I do have this addiction of fixating, and you know, and you know,
Here's what
and
you
ask us a
do.
Question.
Well, and tell
you
us
know?
What you do about it. Encourage our community of followers.
Or ask us a question, you know, and we'll comment back to you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're just blessed that you guys have been with us. Sorry the podcast was a little long. But you know what? It is what it is. Yeah. You know, when the spirit starts rumbling, then you just gotta go with it.
Right. We hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for spending part of it with us. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.